And at Brooklands, they'd replaced the old sheds, the old assembly sheds, with a new building there.
Yeah.
And so that was built and in place, was it, when you arrived in 1936?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What can you actually remember about that building?
That building. What can I remember about it? I can remember that during the war, if that's period, I can remember we had all around the aerodrome, we had AK-AK guns, so Bofors, and we also had balloons. And I can remember one misty afternoon, a Ju-88 coming in. I'm pretty sure it was a Ju-88. He came in and he bombed that assembly hangar, assembly line. I can remember that one bomb went into the dope shop, which was one end of the shed.
So that's at the west end of the shed, yes.
And then two others went through the roof and then came out at the side of the hangar and rolled along the side of the air raid shelters. Now, those AK-AK guns were manned by Canadians at that time. A couple of officers came along, saw where these bombs were, and they got a type jeep, a motor vehicle. I put a hawser at the back of it, sheet of corrugated iron, attached it to the hawser, rolled the two bombs on it, and was going to tow it out to the aerodrome where it could if they exploded, they could do no harm. One drove it, and the other one sat on the two bombs. Now the passage of that they were going to take was where a load of Hurricanes that were ready for delivery, and I was then at that time working on the aerodrome staff, I can always remember Fred Middleton coming out of the hangar and saying, "Get those aircraft out the bloody way." At that time, I was just about 16 and didn't need a second telling. I jumped in one of them and other senior men jumped into the others, and we know how to start these things up. We started them up and taxied them down to the other end of the aerodrome. Now, some of the other boys, there's a chap by the name of Pete Smithers and Pickle Adams, they were well in their 20s, and I was just a little boy. And they went off down the aerodrome, and they virtually had towels up. And I was very, very gentle. I managed to taxi mine very, very slowly and very gently out of the way and stopped it well before I got near any of the other aeroplane. But it was a terrific thrill to me as a young lad.
Yes, to actually be at the controls of a Hurricane.
Hurricane at the age of 16. You know, it was something else.
In this air raid, on the factory, when the factory was damaged, was there anyone killed?
No.
There was no one killed?
No one killed.
But there...
Because I think we had a warning enough to get everybody in the air raid shelters. But funnily enough, the flight shed never had any air raid shelters. But the assembly shed did. I think they expected us to run from one place to the other. But no, we used to run, jump in the gun pits. And they proved very successful as far as I was concerned.
So if there was an air raid, you would immediately down tools.
Yeah.
And you would go to the gun pits.
If it was an immediate, you wouldn't go when the air raid warnings went for the local area, you wouldn't go then. No, you'd wait for somebody to. I can't remember what happened there, but. You'd carry on working until you got the local one for the aerodrome.